I haven't got a glass, crystal glass to tap. That's always the universal sign to get a bit of attention, isn't it? I figure if I just keep talking loudly enough, I'll get across to everybody that we're about to get started. Okay, well, I'll kick things off. My name's Kerry Daly. My role here is wearing a number of hats. One is as the manager of the Traders Association here in Camberwell, and the other is because I work very closely with DMICS here in Camberwell to do these types of events from time to time. I don't know if they realise they've got music on in there. Oh, it's the G, is it? Oh, my God. Well, that'll be fun. We could all, I'll groovy it up a bit. We could get the beat going. So. It'll move me along. Okay, I'll talk nice and clearly and hopefully get across to you. So the other role, as I said, is working with DMICS here in Camberwell, because we do a lot of literary events throughout the year where we invite various authors to come to Camberwell and present their books, sometimes their dinner engagements, sometimes their meet and greets like tonight. And we know Sue also under a number of different guises, because over the years Sue's been very involved with the Camberwell Association, working with our business clubs and sharing her experiences and expertise in a number of different areas. Many of you may already know Sue tonight. I know she, through her role with Camberwell Networking, is probably the supremo networker that I know. She always manages to get a great crowd along because she makes a point of engaging with people and sharing her knowledge and taking the role that she has in various different guises of making people meet each other and share their experiences. So I know a lot of you are here along tonight through that. And others, of course, will be here because you may be like me and you don't know an awful lot about this whole LinkedIn scenario. You know it's something you're supposed to know a bit about. You may know a little bit, but you don't know a lot. And you're rather glad that somebody's bothered to become an expert in it and share that expertise with you through her writings. And I'm sure she is very chuffed to be here tonight wearing the hat as author, because that's a big effort. I think a lot of us like to think we've got a book in us, but very few of us manage to get one onto the pages of the paper. So we thank tonight Hank from DMICS for providing the background of the venue and for helping to sell the books. We thank The Well for allowing us to make use of the venue. We thank the Traders Association for helping to promote it and to being a good friend to Sue. But most of all, we thank Sue for coming along tonight to work with you. My role was really just to get the introductions going and get your attention. I think I have it now. Please let me introduce you now to Hugh Davies, who's going to tell us a little bit more about his experience of working with Sue. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Kerry. My name's Hugh Davies, and I've got to say it's a great privilege to be a small part of the launch of Sue's book. As anyone who knows Sue will know, that she's a great bundle of energy and enthusiasm, and you're going to see that as you read the book. It's full of all sorts of enthusiastic advice, wonderfully delivered. My firm, McFarlane Lane, works with senior executives who've been the victims of some form of restructure, and their firm has thoughtfully provided our services in career transition. Thanks. Some individuals come along and fund our services and the very hard work we make them do themselves. Sue has become a valued resource for us and for those individuals as a specialist in helping them use and build effective LinkedIn profiles. She works with chief executives and others at all different levels, and it's amazing how powerful this resource is. And when I say that, it's a combination of Sue's skills plus a great social media platform. Our joint task is to draw out what people are really good at, their capabilities, and that's what we jointly do together. Some come to this task thinking LinkedIn is a sort of electronic resume. Well, in fact, it's a great deal more than this, and in fact, the resume part is perhaps the least important. What's most important is capturing what you're really good at, drawing that out and expressing it in a way that will make you attractive to prospective employers or people that you'd like to partner with in starting your own business. As Sue makes clear in the 200 or so pages of this book, LinkedIn, or this particular social media platform, is constantly changing. So you need someone like Sue to keep you abreast of just what's going on and what's different. I commend Sue to you and her book. There's a wealth of great material in it, and I suspect I'm not the only person who'll be sneaking off after reading this book and doing a bit of tinkering with our LinkedIn profile. Sue, she probably noticed a few tweaks of mine in the last few days. I've moved it from a 5 out of 10 to a 6 out of 10, I suspect. Sue, you would not be who you are were it not for you to have a few words to say at this point. So let's give it to you.
All right, well, thank you for coming. That's the most important thing. And it's really, really exciting for me to be here. Camberwell is my other home, apart from Canterbury, where I live. I first got involved in Camberwell when I was working in real estate. And for some reason, they've managed to keep me attached to the association. It's been a lot of fun. But I thought what I'd do is, some of you already know me and some of you don't know me. So I thought I'd tell you a little bit about my story, because, you know, that's what we all love when we read books, is about reading a story. And I was born in Adelaide in 1965, so if you're good at maths, you'll realise I'm 50 now. And I moved, I actually go back to thinking about what I was like when I was a kid, because I thought, why did I bother writing this book? And I remember as a child actually collecting tips. And my garage is full of boxes of cut-up menus, cut-up gardening tips, put into folders and so on. And I've actually been collecting tips my whole life. So I sort of worked out, oh, now that's why I wrote a book, because I've been collecting tips for a very long time. But it was really interesting, because when I moved from Adelaide to Melbourne, I ended up doing a research project and I started Newcomers Network. And what did I do? I put a website. What was on it? A whole lot of tips. You know, and it was really interesting, because when I started Newcomers Network, which is for people who've moved to Melbourne and now to Australia and a couple of other locations, people used to say to me, Sue, you should write a book, because there's a story in it. And I said, oh, no, I don't really think just moving is really a story. And so anyway, I used to interview authors who'd written books. And a lot of those authors said to me, Sue, before you write a book, you have to get an audience. So that's what I've spent the last 10 years or so doing. But in 2003, that's when LinkedIn was started, and I joined in December 2003. So I'm one of the first 100,000 people in the world on LinkedIn. And back then, it was a professional network for members. So it was designed just to be a way of connecting people. And because I was doing a lot of networking, I thought that was, you know, a really good idea. But move forward to 2008, and that's when I actually started consulting in LinkedIn. And somebody said to me, when you talk about LinkedIn, Sue, you're going to have to say, what the heck is it? And so, as Hugh alluded to earlier, there's lots of different things that people call it. And somebody said it's dating for business to me recently. Somebody else says it's Facebook for business. Somebody else says it's a resume on steroids. There's lots of different names. But the reason I've written this book is I think LinkedIn can be used for your purpose. So whatever your purpose is, that's what I've tried to encourage people to use the LinkedIn platform for. So just so you know, I'm not paid by LinkedIn. I'm completely independent of LinkedIn. And so what I've tried to do is combine my knowledge of LinkedIn with helping you achieve your purpose in this book. But if you want to know what LinkedIn is, and a sort of a rough summary of what I'm talking about in terms of how you can use it, is really about determining what your purpose is first. So that's the sort of the overarching principle. You have to know what your purpose is, and then you have to think about the computer experience. What do you want the computer to read when it looks at your LinkedIn profile? So when Hugh goes from a 5 to 6, he's realised he's got to put his keywords in, he has to use them frequently, he has to search engine optimise his profile by putting keywords in particular locations, he has to send signals out to the platform by the behaviour that he adopts. So whether he's joined groups, follows companies, participates in general discussions, puts out updates, and one of my favourites is to write posts on LinkedIn, because they are really, really well search engine optimised. So for anybody who is looking for a job, 95% of hiring managers now will Google you, and when they Google you, pretty much every time LinkedIn will come up. That will be the first thing that comes up in search results. So that's why it's so important.
because if people don't find anything about you, they start getting very suspicious and say, well, you know, is this person really who they say they are? Even though you could have manufactured the whole LinkedIn profile, which I'm not recommending, but definitely it will come up first in search results. And if you write well in the Pulse section, you can also get that coming up on the first page of search results, and you don't even need to have your own website. So if you really want to get started on any particular goal, you can do that definitely with LinkedIn. So that's the computer experience. And then on the other side is when somebody actually starts reading your profile, what's the user experience? So the first thing they're going to look at, considering that 70% of the population is visual, is your photograph. So, sorry folks, you have to put a photo on there, but I do have one of my clients who is an artist, and she's got her photo on there with sunglasses. So it doesn't have to be a revealing photo, it can be whatever sort of fits your purpose, and that's okay. You have to have a good headline, good summary, you need to have a very consistent approach in the way you write your LinkedIn profile. You need to have a call to action. What do you want people to do when they read your profile? And also your contact details if you do want them to reach out to you. And then there's always that nice little bling factor. So if you put a little bit of bling on there, you look like you're up to date with technology. So that's your images, your videos, you know, and even if it's somebody else's, you can still put that on your LinkedIn profile. So if you've got any questions about LinkedIn, I'm more than happy to answer those tonight. The book has been written so that you can take it off in bite-sized pieces and do it as you wish. I found out that a lot of people prefer to use, when it's a non-fiction book, paper instead of digital, but the digital copy will also be available. And also, this, believe it or not, is the first of three books that I'm writing this year. So my second book that I launch in May will be 120 Ways to Attract the Right Career or Business, and the third book in August, which will be launched through Kerry and the Camberwell Association, will be 120 Ways to Market Your Business Hyperlocally. So those books will also feature LinkedIn, but they're more marketing and attracting opportunities to you. So if you're really, really clear on what you would like to achieve, that's what I'm trying to help you do on your own. And a number of Hugh's clients said, Sue, you talk too fast. Can you just give me a book with all this stuff in it? So hopefully a few of those clients will be able to go home and do it at their leisure. So, yeah, that's really exciting. Now, the other thing is that I've recommended in this book is that you, for free, join the 120 Ways Publishing Membership Program, and that will give you access to spreadsheets and download files that you can that are associated with the book, so that you can get clickable links and you can do things quickly yourselves. So there's no cost to join that. But if you also want summaries of questions and answers on all of my books, that's $39 a year. And if you want videos, instructional videos as well, that'll be $59 a year for all of the three books and any future books that come out. So I've tried to make things as affordable as possible for everyone. I presume my lovely daughter Carmen gave you a little slip as you came in, and that's also telling you about a couple of workshops that I'm running in Canterbury on Monday the 29th of February and Tuesday the 8th of March from 7 till 9. So for 2 hours there'll be a maximum of 5 people, and we'll actually be working on LinkedIn profiles. So if you'd like to join me for that, you're most welcome to do that. We've got lots of champagne and non-alcoholic bubbles and water bubbles for you to enjoy, as well as a few snacks. So definitely encourage you to stay and network for as long as you like. I've acknowledged a number of people in the book. The book is dedicated to my children, Carmen and Peter, who are always an inspiration. And also, unfortunately, my parents couldn't be here tonight. My mum's been quite unwell, but they're based in Adelaide. So they rang me at 8:30 this morning and said, you know, I hope it all goes well. I've acknowledged Lee, who's been my eldest, longest Melbourne friend, has known me, probably my eldest one too, yeah, has known me since before my children were born, so that's really exciting. I've got good friends who I listed in how many years I've known them order. So I can't remember how many years it is. Hang on, let me check the book so I get it right. Race, who my son and her son have been friends since they were 6 months old. Kathy, who just keeps in touch on a regular basis, and I really enjoy that, as has Melinda. Where's Melinda? At the back. Jackie Wise, who couldn't be here because she was teaching, and Angelo, who's been busy taking photos down the back, and also Suzanne, who's in the front. She's my accountability partner. And if you don't have an accountability partner, I really encourage you to get one, because you catch up with this person once a week and you really do see your productivity go through the roof. And Colin, who's been training with me as we've been hitting the streets of Mount Albert over the summer series program, doing lots of exercise. So Ewan Mitchell is the guy who's been advising me on this book. I can assure you that I have done everything with this book, including the bad layout. So let me assure you, I was determined to release this book on the 23rd of February. So if you don't want to buy one tonight and you wait about a month, there's going to be an even better looking book than this one is. But I can assure you that the content will be the same. There's only 60 books available, and I think there's more than 60 people here. So if you want one, I do encourage you to get it. And obviously there's heaps of information for free at sueelson.com with lots of other general tips and advice for your career or business. So again, thanks to Henk and Kerry for coordinating tonight. It's a great privilege to be able to launch my book here in Camberwell. And if you're going to think about writing a book, I warn you now, it's a lot of work. But it's also a lot of fun. And thanks everyone for coming.
Sue, of course, is here for book signings, and I'm sure she's a bit embarrassed about that, but it's a terrific opportunity to have your book personalised, so come on up in a moment and get your book personalised. Thank you very much, Sue.
Hello, sorry, just while I've got everybody's attention, just want a quick reminder that if you haven't done it already, we've actually got a raffle going for this evening, and the prize is a personally signed copy of my mum's book. So if you don't have a business card, we'll get some pieces of paper and you can just put your name on one of those. And good luck.
On this.